Weiter in Shas, we are in Zvachan Dav Lamed Ches, picking up on Lamed Zayin Lamed Beis, but about a Mishtar. Mazda for all those who finished the third parak of Zvachim, we now move on to the fourth parak of Zvachim. Bishamayom, Rim Zog Bishamay, Kol HaNitanin Al Mizbeach Achitza, and all the dam that's supposed to be put on the outer Mizbeach, Shenasim Matana Achas, if he did only one Matana, only one application, Rashi Zvika Achas, Kippa, Afa Bisha Ruban Teunin Shtei Matana Shein Abba, even though you need two with four, still this is going to be Kippur, it will be Mechaper. V'chatas, and in the case of V'chatas, we have to do four, L'chatchila, L'ishtei Matanos, two of them are necessary in order to be done. U'besil omrim, in order to be Yotzi, to have Kapara. B'sil says, Av'chatas, Shenasa Matanachas, Kippur, even in the case of V'chatas, even if it's only one Zrika, it's also going to be Mechaper. Lafikach, imnasanas rishon kitikna, if he made the first application, he did it properly, with no, you know, without having any wrong intent at all, this applies to all karbonos except for achatas, according to Rishonai, and to all karbonos including achatas, according to Beis Hillel. Lafikach, imnasanas rishon kitikna, v'sashniyah chutzas mana, and the second one he did outside of its time, Kippur, it's still going to work. And it's going to be good. If he did the first one out of its time, it's going to be pigal v'chayv karis, because that first one would be enough in order to fulfill the obligation to be mechaper, and therefore it actually did something. Any of the dam that has to be put on the inner mizbeach, if he left off one of the zrikas, then it's not mechaper. Lefikach, nosen kulam kitik, and therefore if you did all of them kitik, number achas lo kitik, one of them not, then psula vein bo karis, it's going to be possible, but there is no karis involved. Says the Heliga Gemara. Tana Rabban, on minayin lenitin el mezbech achitzon, shen nosen b'matan achas shekipar. I don't know that it's going to work. Tam lomer v'dam zvachecha yishafech. The pasuk says, and the blood of your offering shall be poured. Right on the mezbech, which is implying that even one is going to be mechaper and allow the meat to be eaten. I, frek the Gemara, v'hai lahachi u da'asa. This pasuk is coming to teach me that. Ami bai l'chitanya, we needed to teach me something else. Beep, turn the page. Lamin zayin malaf. Minayin l'chol adamim sh'ta'unin matan dam li'yisod. How do you know that all of the dam has to, which are going to be in the kli sharis after you finish, where they get poured on the yisod, on the base of the mizbech? Tamid lomer dam zvachecha yishafech, you go and you pour out dam zvachecha. Says a pasuk needed to teach us then, how could you go and say that use it to tell that a single blood application is going to be mechaper?
And for the Gemara, Nafkale made Rebbe, learns out from Rebbe, the Tanya, Rebbe Omer. Rebbe says he's talking about the chatas, of a bird. Vanisha b'dam yumatze, you got to sprinkle the dam of the chatas on the mizbeach, and the hanisha b'dam, that was left over the dam, has to be pressed out on the base of the mizbeach. She'ain tamad lomer b'dam. Now really, you don't have to come and tell me
the Torah didn't have to write the words of the blood, because the beginning of the pasuk says, particularly about the blood. My Tamil Lomer Badam, why does it say it? Lefisha lo lamadu elu nitnin matan dalet, shetunin matan damim, la yisod sha'ar damim minayin. Since we learned straight up that only in reference to dam that are put four times in Mizbeach, right, that of a chatos, that they require them to be, that the leftover stuff has to be put by the yisod of the Mizbeach, of the base of the Mizbeach, shai dom minayin, I don't know the rest of the dam that has to go there also, tamid lomar badam, the first is badam, limit al kol hadamim shetunim matan dam the yisod. It teaches us that all of them have to be put down on the yisod. Vakati, in fact, the Gemara, vakati lahachi udasa, really, what are you talking about? That's what it was for. You think this pasuk is coming to tell you that a single blood is enough, you know, application is enough? No, we need it for the following price. Right, so where do we know that the dam that are put on by throwing at the coin that if the Kohen puts him by pouring instead of by throwing, that he's Yotze, right? So it says over there, the dam of your offering shall be poured on the Mizbech. Since this pasuk is needed to teach us this din, how can we use it for something else? Sarah like Rabbi Akiva, like Rabbi Akiva. Lo zrika bechalal shvicha, lo shvicha bechalal zrika. These are not connected one to the next. You can't learn out, you can't be Yotze your chov of throwing down by pouring it and vice versa. That's what he holds. It's time we learned that in Mishnah Pesachim. Berech birchas haPesach patras shel zavach. If someone made the bracha of the Karm Pesach, then he patted that of the Chagiga. And shel zavach lo patras haPesach, but the opposite not. Did Rabbi Shmuel zagazakt Rabbi Yishmael. You make a bracha before you have the Karm Pesach, right? So Rabbi Kiba says, lo zubatar zub, lo zubatar zub. This one's not going to pater that one. This one's not going to pater that one. So that's Rabbi Kiba's Ashita. Akati lachud also still, the Pesach coming to teach us. Me boy, look, I mean, for something else, learning the Bible, Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Me told Shem, ach b'chor shor, o b'chor kesev, o b'chor eiz, v'gomer. Because of the fact the Torah says, but the firstborn of an ox and the firstborn of a sheep and the firstborn of a goat, right? The dime you should throw in the Mizbech and the fat you got to burn. Lamadnu libechor shetor matan damim ve'emurim legabi mizbeach. So we learn in reference to the bechor that it needs to be put in the place of its dam and its emurim, the sacred parts of the mizbeach. Ma'isu pesach minayin. Where do we know about the ma'isu and pesach also that the dam is to be put in the mizbeach? Tamad lomar v'dam zevachech yishafich. And the blood of your offering shall be poured on the mizbeach. So since the pasuk is needed to teach his din, how could this the Tan of the first Brisa learn out his other din from this pasuk? Says the Gemara, Savalak Rabbi Yosef Yosek Rabbi the Tanya, Rabbi Omer, Damalo Nemar Ela Damam. It doesn't say in the pasuk about the Bechor, its blood you should throw. It says their blood you should throw. Chelbalo Nemar Ela Chelbam. Limeira Bechor, Meiser Upesach, Shetone, Matan Damam, Vermurim, Legabim Mizbech. It's coming to teach about these different carbonos that they need to be placing the Dam and the Emurim on the Mizbech. Since the Tanakh first Bison learns out from this pasuk that the Dam, the Meiser, and Pesach is applied in the Mizbech, he can expound the pasuk and the blood of your offerings report as teaching a single blood application. He's able to go ahead and effect atonement, and that's what he's trying to do. Says the Gemara of Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel, high kram apik leilachi. According to Rabbi Shmuel, this pasuk of Adam is v'checha yishafich. High kram apik leilachi. Umapik leilachi. That is that this. Wrong trap. Mabagari. What is he learning? Two things from this? Is he learning out in the dam zechah shafich, to teach that one should, that one who poured the dam that should have been thrown is good? And he's also going to tell you the dam of Mais and Pesach should be put in his beach. How can you learn two things? Therefore, one learns one learns the other. Bishal Rabbi Yishmael. Everything's good and dandy according to Rabbi Yishmael, Demokim Lakule Bibachor, who explains the entire pasuk is talking about only a Bachor and is saying that the plural form is talking about three different types of Bachor. Hainu Duchsev, Ubsaram Yielach. That's where it says, and their meat shall be yours. Meaning the Kohanim's meats. Elul Rabbi Yosef, Kun Rabbi Yosef, Demokim Lakule Meister Pesach. It was explained it's also Meister Pesach because of being plural. So then, Meister Pesach Ba'ilam Achlilei. My Upsaram Yielach, because the mice and the Pesach are eaten by those owners, not the Kohanim. So what does it mean when it says the plural Upsaram Yielach, if the meat will be yours? And for the Gemara, what a good question. Echad Tam, Echad Bal Mum. One is referencing a Tam, which means a animal, a Bechor. Does it have a Mum? And the other one's talking about a Bechor that is a Bal Mum. Beep, turn the page. This is teaching us about a balmum, a bechor, it's a balmum, that's given to a coin, which is a din that we don't find regarding this bechor balmum anywhere else in the Torah. There's no source in the Torah other than this pasuk that teaches that a bechor balmum is given to a coin. Rabbi Yishmael Nafkalei, Rabbi Yishmael, what does he do? What does he learn out? Mi lecha yihia de seifa. From for to you it shall be in the seifa.
Now, Bishlam Rabbi Yosef Glili, another Gemara says, okay, now everything makes sense. Rabbi Yosef Glili, the Mokeli Nami B'Maiser Pesach, we're flipping out the opposite direction. Right? They explain the Pasuk dealing with Maiser and Pesach. That's where it says, Lo Sifta Kol Deshem, that you shall not redeem their holy. This is about the firstborn ox. Heim Krevim Tumrosim Kreva. And it's saying that they, the Korbanos themselves, they're brought, but they're Tumura, if you make a Tumura on it, if you give it the Kedusha on something else, are not brought. So according to Rabbi Glida, this applies not only to Bechor, which the Pasuk says straight up, but also to Maaser and Pesach, Maaser Behema and Korban Pesach, which is said in the plural. Tanan, we learned that in Mishnah, Tumura is Bechor, Maaser, Hein, Vladan, Vlad, Vladan, Atzov, Kala, Olam, the Tumura of the Bechor or Maaser, and they and their offspring, all, you know, to add all, that's of Kololim. Harehim ke Bechor Maiser. They're considered Kadosh like that of Bechor and Maiser, via Achluk Bemum and the Bailam. And if they have a mum, they go to the Bailam and they're eating Utanan. And therefore, we're learning another Mishnah about the Tumura of a Pesach. I'm Rabbi Yeshua, Shemati Shetumura is Pesach Kriva. I heard that the Tumura of a Pesach is brought as a Korban, Utumura is Pesach Inikrova. And I also heard. That there's a time when it's not brought. V'ein the fire, so I wasn't able to explain what this means. Elo the Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Mokele Kuli B'Bechor, explains the entire pasuk dealing with the Bechor, Maisu Pesach de lo krevet tumurasa minale. Where does he learn out that the Maisu Pesach that's not, the tumors are not brought, where does he learn out that these laws of the dinim of Maisu and Pesach that they're not brought? After the Gemara, Maaser, Gomer, Avara, Avara, Mi Bechor, it's Gzir Shavava from Bechor and Pesach, Mehedjik, Kasabe, Pesach is written straight out to teach the, that's not brought. Kesef, because the Pesach says the word Kesef, a sheep. Gemarad is a Shlom, and Matamad Lomer, Im Kesef, or they say if he brings a sheep. The Rabbis Tumus, a Pesach Acher, a Pesach, Shetikrav Shlom. It's coming to include a Tumura substitute of a Pesach. That was done after Pesach to say that it's going to be a Shlomim. Yachal af lefnei Pesach ken, you would have thought maybe even before that Pesach would be the case. Tamad lomer, who? Remember it says, it is a Pesach, which implies only that one, the original carbon Pesach, is brought to Hashem as a carbon, but the Tumurah would not be in such a circumstance. Okay, so now we went through these machlokes of Bishon v'Yosef Galili. We go back to our original discussion we had about what is the makor of the Mishnah's din, that even one application of dam is enough to get kapara. All those who darsh in this pasuk of dam zecher yishafek another way, where do they learn out this idea that only one is enough to be mechaper? Which says that even one that's brought is going to be mechaper, and ve'alfinu kulu mechatas, and we learn out this din in reference to all the other ones, all the other karbonos from that of the karbon chatas. Okay, now we have the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says over here, beishama is din vechatas shtei matanos in the case of the chatas, where you have to bring four applications. L'chatchila, if you brought two, it's going to be enough for a kapara. All right, for one of my time, what's the reason for Bisham? They're saying two. They're saying two is going to work. Karnos. He learns out the following idea. It says the word karnos. In other words, karnos and karnos. Each of these three psukim, the brought and bring up, we're talking about a chatas that's brought on the chitzon, the mizbech chitzon. The first one, we're talking about a chatas brought by a king who did an avera. It says v'lokach ha'kohen midam achatas be'etzba'o v'nosan al karnos mizbach ha'ola. Right, this pasuk is repeated. This pasuk is repeated in two other places, which bring out they explain that the chatas brought by a regular person, one for a goat chatas, and the other one for a sheep. The last two, the Torah could have just simply said the Kohen should follow that which was done earlier by the king's chatas, but explicitly writes out to apply the chatas dam to the karnos of the mizbech chitzon. And we learn out the fact that it says it so many times, we learn out areikan shesh. Karnos is plural, karnos is plural, karnos is plural. So it ends up being six. Arba, the mitzvah, four of them for the mitzvah. Ushtayin la'akev, and two of them, the others, the chatchila, and two of them to tell you that it's going to be mechaper b'diavet.
Shema Yisrael Ubeis Hillel. And Bishop Beis Hillel, that he said only one Adam application is going to be enough in order to be Meratze, you know, for the Chatas. So according to therefore that the Gemara explains, where is Beis Hillel? What's he going to, how's he going to explain this? Beis Hillel, Karnos, is Karnos. They're written Karnas without a Vav, and then again without a Vav, and then with a Vav. Hari Karnarba, now you have four, because the first one by itself without a Vav is one. The other one is one. And Karnos is plural, is two. So it ends up being a total of four. Shlosh of them. And so three of them are Lechet Chilau. It's done V'achas Le'akiv. And the last one they teach that it's, you need at least to one in order to be able to even be the Eved. V'emekulu mitzvah. Why don't we say that all four of them are for a mitzvah, and then there's none left over here to teach the din that one is enough. Kapara b'kdi lo'ashkechan. We don't find kapara through a carbon without doing any zrikas here, right? So therefore you have to put at least one. So we would have thought maybe the four is for the mitzvah, and you didn't do that, you did nothing, you're fine. No, you have to do something. Anybody say behind the time of David Silas is the reason? Ahani Mikra, Ahani Masuris. The we have the way it's Mikra, Ahani Mikra, the way it's read, the way it's said, is gonna explain, it teaches us something, and the way the Masuris, the way it's received, is teaching us. Ahani Mikra Litfuyachada. The way it's Mikra, the way it's actually spelled and pronounced, is helping to add one, to teach us the one. And the tradition, the one that's actually written, helps us to subtract one. So there comes out to a total of five. That is the application to all four, and the application to one of them is going to be Mechaper B'dievet. Elameata, okay, if it's correct, if that's true, then how are you going to explain that it says litotafos, litotafos, litotafos? Oh, very nice. What is going on here? We're talking about tefillin, baby. It talks about the tefillin shorosh three times, totafos. The first time it's totafos without a vav, second time without a vav, third time with a vav. Reikan arba, it comes out to get four now. Hani Krav, Hani Masoris, let's say that the pronounced way you pronounce it is teaching us something. And also the Masoris, where it's written, is well. Chamisha Bate Boy Lemevet, so that sounds like you need to have five compartments of the tefillin now, because it ends up being an extra thing. Says, Gemara, no, something like Rabbi Akiva. He knows like Rabbi Akiva, the Amar who says, Tot Bekaspi Shtaim. The word Tot, in the language of Kaspi, means two. Pos b'afriki shtaim, and fos, as in tot fos, in afriki, means two, which comes out to a total of four. Elamiyat, hold on, now, how are you going to explain the next pasuk, which we learn out the number of walls that are necessary for a sukkah? It says, basukas, 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 is a throwback to Masech Sukkah. Basukas, 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 ahani mikra, v'ahani mesores, chamsa dafna, dafna sabayi lefet. That means you have to have five walls, and not four or three or two and a little. Beep, turn the page, l'machus amalaf. Hasam, says the Gemara, no, hasam dal chad legufe, we subtract one from because it's necessary to teach the din of sukkah itself. V'chad l'schach, one for the schach, so therefore the five turns out to be three. It tells us that third wall can be a tefach, so it comes out to two and a little bit. Elameata, but hold on a second. It says when a woman gives birth to a girl, v'tamash fu'ayim, she's going to be tame for 2 weeks. Shivim, but it's written shivim 70 days. So we should say ahani krav, ahani totofos, and it should turn out to be our boy who trained boy lemesav. She should have to remain in a state of tuma. To come out to the average of that of 42 days. No shiny house, that's different. The chsiv kinidasa, it says, it's written in that pasuk, she'll be telling me like her state of nida, which is comes out to only be 2 weeks. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great day.